Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 60 degrees right now at the studios. Lots of rain to the west of the Brazos Valley, but it appears to be going around us, that Aggie Dome in full effect. 40% chance of showers in the forecast. We'll take a complete look at weather coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. And for Patrick Zeinert, I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council received an update last night on the Fun for All Park, which will focus on visitors with special needs. Craig Griffith of the College Station Rotary Club provided the fundraising to build the park located south of Central Park.
We have a total of cash and pledges of over $1 million, $1,180,000.
The City Council approved spending $207,000 from the Parkland Dedication Fund to design the park. College Station Utilities reporting a power outage Thursday was due to an equipment failure at the Southwood Valley substation. An estimated 9,000 customers were without power for more than an hour in an area generally bordered by George Bush Drive, the Highway 6 Rudder Freeway, Graham Road, and Welborn Road. In the event you need to call 911, you should call 911. Now, that may sound confusing, but with nearly 90% of Brazos County 911 calls coming from wireless devices, Executive Director Patrick Corley discourages the use of newly created smartphone apps.
If you start looking into what they have to offer and think about the potential that you have for error when you introduce something else into the mix. We have something very simple in place that's calling 911 to get help.
Corley also wants smartphone users to consider the time it takes to learn how to use an app. A Texas A&M professor arrested 2.5 years ago for choking his wife has been convicted of a lesser crime.
A Brazos County District Court jury spent about 4.5 hours yesterday before finding 40-year-old Yong Chin guilty of Class A misdemeanor assault and not the original charge of felony assault on a family member. The six-man, six-woman jury was told lawyers would be negotiating a possible sentence. If a deal is not reached, the jury will begin the punishment phase this morning. He faces up to 1 year in the county jail and a fine of up to $4,000. According to online court records, Chin wants to be placed on probation or some other sort of community supervision. During 2 days of testimony, the jury heard statements from Chin and his wife that were different from what they told College Station police in August of 2013. There was also testimony that there were allegations of prior violence when the couple was in Boston and Atlanta that resulted in no convictions. Dr. Chin's been at the Mays Business School since 2012 and has been tenured since 2014. He's been out on bond since his arrest with no conditions to stay away from his wife. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan City Council at various times talked about a makeover on Texas Avenue. Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens on WTAW's The Infomaniac says his vision includes a center median that would block left turns, something that has drawn the ire of business owners this year on University and last year on Briarcrest.
Well, I'm sure that'll be addressed in the engineering plan.
Owens also supports city incentives to fill long vacant buildings and is interested in moving utility lines and poles or putting them underground. And three Bryan High graduates have made a deal with CNBC's million-dollar buyer.
The TV show introduces promising companies to one of the country's most successful businessmen, Tillman Fertitta, chairman, CEO, and sole shareholder of Landry's, Inc. The show contacted Liber & Company, an Austin-based cocktail syrup business founded by Bryan natives Adam and Robert Higginbotham and Chris Harrison.
From the time they reached out until the time that they were filming, I think was only about a month, maybe 3 weeks. So it was pretty crazy for us.
Adam says two of their drinks were featured in five Saltgrass steakhouses for their test run. Adam says after a successful test run, a deal was made and Saltgrass ordered 17,000 bottles of cocktail syrup for just over $100,000 over the next year. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:09, 60 degrees right now. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. For Patrick Zeinert, I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 2nd, learn about the Junior Master Gardener Program. Teach your child a love for the outdoors and the satisfaction of growing their own food this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly cloudy to clear skies during tonight. Cooler and drier. Low.
Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Guess I'll read the weather since it didn't load up. And again, there's a little bit of shower activity to the west. I don't know if it'll get here. 40% chance of showers.
You mean there's technical problems already?
I know. What can I say?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, it's early. We'll see. We'll get it all fixed, I'm sure. So the winds are right now out of the east at 14, gusting to 22. A high temperature will be 70 today. 47 for a low temperature tonight, then sunshine. I mean, great weekend. 71 tomorrow, 75 on Sunday, and we're near 80 again on Monday and Tuesday, and currently it's 60 outside.
I could have sworn I'd have the first technical problem of the day.
But I'd bet I would have, too.
But you know, when you think about it, Chase, really, it's, hey, they call it Friday Night Lights. Who would have thought of that?
Yeah.
It's a scrimmage tonight at Kyle Field with the football team, and you're invited. And number one versus number two in Gainesville, the Aggies and Florida playing a little bit of hardball this weekend. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up in sports.
Where the hell did you go? 5 years ago, you said you were going to the bathroom.
Well, hey, you know, when
I can't say anything. It's like the fourth time I've come back.
Know, yeah.
Hey, it's the fourth time I've been to the bathroom.
Just this morning.
That's right. Older you get, you know, you leave, you go back.
I didn't know if you got distracted or what.
Well,
happened.
I think that happens too when you get older.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Right. We're going to we'll do some current things today. But we're also going to share you some stuff that we, as I said yesterday, we combed through the files to find the boring, the most boring, the least funny things we could find. And
this is what we came up with.
That's right.
From the archives. It'll be a long 3 hours.
Yeah. This is as bad as it gets right here. A robbery suspect on the run in Johannesburg was arrested after crashing into a prison in a stolen truck. Police say the fugitive drove up a ramp. He rammed the compound entrance doors. Then he smashed through the vehicle checkpoint, parked the truck, got out and said, "Hey, I'm the guy you're looking for."
All right. Well, he made it easy for him.
Yep. Officials at the prison say that if the man would have knocked and turned himself in first, they would have been more than happy to oblige.
Wait.
They found my grandpa.
Who knocks at a prison?
Yeah, really.
You're right.
Dave! Dave's not here, man.
Yeah. Uh-oh. All right, there we go. See if you still remember to do that.
Oh, goodness.
Info.
Some things never die.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Much as you might like them to.
You know, I forgot how to ride a bike.
And you went to Bike World for some really big training wheels so you could do it again.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
There you go, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Do you know what day it is? I mean, you used to do that. No,
yeah.
I know, but you know that whole thing.
It's a birthdays.
No, it's how many days left in the year.
Oh no, I don't do that. That's above my pay grade. There,
you have to get up in the morning and do that anymore.
Yeah, but you probably know.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. It's April 1st. I don't have.
It is April 1st.
Yeah. And however, it is April Fool's Day. It's All Fool's Day.
Yeah.
It's National Fun Day.
Well, gosh,
now there's two reasons why we're here.
Yeah, and there's a third. It's National Fun Day at Work.
Well,
even.
Is that where we've come? I mean, only one day a year we get to have fun at work?
No, we get to have fun here all the time, as you boys know. It's sourdough Bread Day.
Are we still on the original strain of sourdough?
Yes. As a matter of fact, somewhere there's a little molecule.
That's getting
gamey, isn't it? I think so, but that's why it's sour.
That's
right.
It's also, yesterday I saw a loaf of bread that was rye sourdough.
Oh,
which is
disgusting.
Really, yeah, well, it was in the clearance bin for obvious
Imagine
reasons.
That. Those caraway seeds ought to be outlawed.
Yeah.
They're just, they're terrible.
They will remind you. That's right. It's not nearly the same as corn on the cob. You can enjoy refining that, but caraway seeds in the teeth, not so much. All right, it is the 36th annual St. Stupid Day today.
Oh. Man, the reasons just keep on piling up.
Really
right. No wonder you invited us today.
The head of it, the bishop, is named Bishop Joey.
Like from Friends?
Yeah. Well, I think Joey Bishop is what
Joey
Bishop.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Anyway, it's sponsored by the First
We thought
Church.
The Joey from Friends reference was dated.
Remember, he's got the old guys back. Yeah. He's talking Joey Bishop here.
Yeah, Joey from Friends is way too contemporary. Yeah.
His grandson's glad to hear his grandfather's name got mentioned today.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to plug in some commercials here soon. So
come on.
It's the first church.
Just play them tomorrow.
Yeah,
really.
It's the first church of the last month. And
Beck will play them.
Yeah. It's worth worth mentioning also it's National Soft Pretzel Month. So there.
Oh, and I love those.
Okay, here we go.
Birthdays.
Yep.
And it's Friday. I get to give a passel of them.
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're running so behind.
That's what I said. We got to get birthdays. In
Asa or Asa. Asa. Let's call him Asa. Asa Butterfield.
All right. It only took 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Imagine growing up he was called the other, but let's call him Asa Butterfield. He's 19. He's the ender in End Games. Hillary Scott, she'd be the lady from Lady Antebellum, is 30 years old today.
You know, one time she was a guest of Texas A&M basketball games.
Yeah, a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
A
there
fan,
you go.
Yeah, maybe not a guest, but
there
a
you go. Taryn Killam, he's on Saturday Night Live. He's 34 years old today. Randy Orton is 36, the youngest WWE champion history.
I knew that.
I know you did.
It was in my fortune cookie.
Bijou Phillips is 36. I don't know.
She's Michelle and John's little girl, I think. Or she's John's little girl.
Yeah, that's right.
She's China's
yep.
little sister.
That's right.
That's what it says, China's little sister.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who China was.
He thought it was a country.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was misspelled. Yeah. I know how to spell China. So well, not with a Y.
Don't mess with me, birthdays.
Yeah. John Gosselin is 39.
Oh,
he's
man.
The bowling alley DJ. And David O.
I think he was past his prime the last time I was here.
David Oyelowo is 40.
I got nothing.
Martin Luther King. He played Martin Luther King in Selma.
Of course.
Rachel Maddow is 43. She's a big old liberal radio or TV host, right?
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
There you go.
Functional haircut, I believe, would be the way to describe it.
She's a big old blank.
She's a big old something or other. You know,
She's a big old liberal person. Okay. Susan Boyle is 55. You know, she sang real good when she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And Annette O'Toole, as an actress, is 64.
She wasn't supposed to.
No,
I'm pretty
no.
sure they cued her.
Well.
You're on.
I know. She didn't have the well. And Allie McGraw, love means never having to say you're sorry.
Which is the biggest pile. Love is nothing but having to say you're sorry. Repeatedly.
I think that was the next line, but Ryan O'Neill said we're not gonna say it.
Yeah, Ryan O'Neill died right after that. Or did she die?
She did. Okay. Debbie Reynolds. Hey, this is only Friday, folks. Oh, Debbie Reynolds is 84. You thought she was dead, didn't you?
I'm not in charge of the commercials. What do I care?
There you go. Coming up on Saturday.
No, we got more.
So now you're going to tap the brakes. It's not too big of a deal, is it?
No, I guess not. I thought we were in a hurry.
Yeah.
We got Sam Alito, who's 66, and Rusty Staub. Do you know he was still alive?
Oh, man.
I don't know. There's an adjective in there somewhere.
72.
You know, they once said this, that the roof of Montreal's Olympic Stadium looked like Rusty Staub standing on his head. Because it was like a rusty red color.
Ah, okay. Ah,
there you go. Man.
Okay, thank you.
And I actually have a cut from 10 years ago about Sam Alito.
Let's go.
It's 3 minutes long.
No.
Oh, well, yeah, come on.
We did 3 minutes on Sam Alito?
Oh, yeah. It was when politics was a big deal.
Must have been good.
No, we can't. I can't do it this early.
That's fine. You said that, and I knew I had a cut somewhere.
Tomorrow's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. That's
my son
cool.
will celebrate, I'm sure.
There you go.
National Ferret Day.
I don't know if he'll celebrate that one.
I don't get this one.
Ferrets get a national day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where have we come?
Tangible Karma Day. What does that mean?
I don't know. Have you ever touched your karma?
Not in public.
There you go. Go ahead, Scott.
No, you're up, man. Scott. Go ahead.
I always hated this.
This is why you brought us back.
Where I'd say something and Scott would be silent. So I didn't know whether he was.
We got birthdays.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, the first page for Saturday, I've never heard of any of them. Can I skip it?
No, yes, you have Christopher Maloney. He's from Law & Order.
Wasn't he once the highest paid actor on television?
Yeah, he's 55.
Oh. Well, he wasn't on my first page.
Oh, well, that's probably the reason.
There you go. Okay. Billy Dean, country singer, is 54 God, years go? Old.
Yeah, really.
Emmylou Harris is 69 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Linda Hunt, you know who she is? Little person shorter than you, Scott?
NCIA Los Angeles.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Know her if you saw her.
71.
Yeah, it's been 4 years since I said that.
Yeah. Don Sutton, the Hall of Fame pitcher, is 71. And Leon Russell, the white-bearded Southern
Still
rocker.
Alive.
Is 74
would
years
old. Would he qualify for collecting bets?
Yeah, I would say
maybe so. I saw him, at the Willie Picnic at Texas World Speedway.
G. Riley White?
No, he's one of the few. Yeah, one of the few.
Yeah, coming up on...
wait. And,
oh, yeah,
and Saturday is the anniversary of the original Godzilla's death.
Golly.
And here we thought we were in a hurry.
You all really pull stuff out here, don't you?
Yeah, y'all reach down in, a little farther into the barrel these days.
All right, anyway, it's also Sunday is Find a Rainbow Day, and it's Chocolate Mousse Day.
No.
And Sebastian Bach is 48. I could have sworn he was older than that. Yeah. This is the Skid Row from the Gilmore Girls.
Not the Johan guy.
No. Eddie Murphy is 55. And the funniest, in my opinion, the funniest sitcom actor ever is 57 on Sunday. David Hyde Pierce, Niles Crane.
Oh, I thought
Frasier.
You meant Alec Baldwin.
No. Alec Baldwin, he's funny, but he's 58. Yeah. Tony Orlando of Dawn is 72. Wayne Newton.
Parts of him.
Parts of him is 74.
Later today.
And Doris Day.
Yeah.
Is God, another one I thought was dead.
Yeah, is 94
Later
years
today,
old.
We have older than Wayne.
Oh, nice.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new morning consult poll may shed some light on Trump's bipartisan support among voters. Now, in a national survey taken from March 24th to March 26th, 50% of voters polled support a temporary ban on all Muslims traveling to the United States. The support for a ban doesn't break along party lines as neatly as one might think. About a third of likely Democratic voters, that's 34%, support the ban, along with 71% of Republicans, 49% of independents. And according to Patrick Poole of PJ Media, at least 15 terrorists and arrested terrorist suspects in Europe have posed as refugees to travel undetected across the continent. Now, maybe someone should inform the president about this poll, considering recently he used his Easter weekend radio address to call for more openness to refugees.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Shinko with your money now. Two of the nation's largest electricity producers, American Electric Power and First Energy, have won regulatory approval in their home state of Ohio to shift the financial burden of unprofitable power plants to consumers. The state's Public Utilities Commission voted unanimously to approve plans to have consumers pay extra to keep the plants running over objections from rival power plant owners and consumer groups who say the moves would raise utility bills and hurt competition. Huawei Technologies, one of the biggest makers of telecom equipment, says its 2015 profit jumped 32% on strong sales of smartphones and switching gear as carriers upgraded wireless networks to 4G. The first Chinese company to break into the top ranks of global tech providers Huawei earned $5.7 billion on global revenue of $60.8 billion. Tokyo stocks tumbled more than 3% today as a key Bank of Japan survey showed confidence among major manufacturers dropped to its lowest level since 2013. That's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. And this seems so terribly unfair for people like Scott, the co-host of The Infomaniacs, who already gets so much grief on a daily basis.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason.
So, to heck with the University of Scotland for running this study and giving us no choice but to talk about it. Their study, which was done on a fairly large size, 6,800 people, found that, quote, a significant correlation exists between being short and being dumb.
Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here.
They found the average short person is less intelligent than the average tall person. Now, for the study, short was defined as any woman below 5'3 and any guy below 5'9. Was based on genetics. So, what they're saying is whatever genes you got from your short parents
no short
are also making you short on intelligence. Ow.
Don't want no short people around you.
That's my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go, about 70 for a high temperature today. We do have a 40% chance of some showers, and winds will be kind of gusty this afternoon, up to about 30 miles an hour. Tonight, 47 will be our low. And then we've got sunshine starting Saturday and running at least through Tuesday. High temperature probably be about 71 or 72 on Saturday, a little bit warmer on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday, we're looking at being very close to 80 degrees. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 14, gusting to 22, 56% relative humidity, and we've got 60 degrees.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggielandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Which is smarter, a dog or a chimpanzee? Well, when it comes to figuring you out, the dog wins by a mile. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. coming up.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit YMCA.net.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who will we listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, how did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
Dogs have been our pets for thousands of years, but only recently has research revealed some interesting insight into the canine mind.
There have been quite detailed research comparing chimpanzees to dogs, and you might think the chimpanzee is a much smarter animal than a dog, but when it comes to understanding people, they're not.
John Bradshaw, author of the book Dog Sense.
Dogs are tuned in to watching people, watching where they point, watching where their eyes are going, watching their body language. And that's, I think, is the, what we've given them as the part of the domestication process.
Dogs don't really think about the past or the future. They think about the here and now. And we need to keep that in mind when we're dealing with our dogs.
For example, if you come home and find that your dog has been upset while you've been away and it's chewed the TV remote, the instinctive thing for us to do is to punish the dog. What the research has shown is that if you do that, the dog does not associate the punishment with something it's done maybe 30, 50 minutes beforehand. It associates the punishment with you coming home. And all that does is make the dog more anxious and less confident when it's left on its own.
Many dog owners wonder if a dog would be happier if it had another companion dog in the house.
The research suggests that it's not essential to have more than one dog, that a dog, even if it's been brought up in a litter, obviously with other puppies, taken away and lives with people the rest of its life, it's not suffering as a result. It's not thinking, where are the other dogs?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update. Sitting in for Patrick Zeinerts, I'm Chase Murphy. Good morning. It wasn't a squirrel or any other critter that caused yesterday's power outage in College Station. An estimated 9,000 customers were affected, according to College Station Utilities, due to an equipment failure at the Southwood Valley substation. CSU did not indicate if the adjustments that were made are a temporary or permanent fix. The general area of the outage was south of George Bush Drive, north of Graham Road, east of Welburn Road, and west of the Highway 6 Rudder Freeway. Fundraising is well on its way to build the Fun for All Park for visitors with special needs. Dave Gerling of the College Station Noon Lions Club told City Council last night they have received 82 contributions.
We have the $100,000 and above category. We have four individuals or clubs that fit into that category. We have one individual or club, which is in the $50,000 or more category. We have one in the $25,000 category, eight in the $10,000 category, five in the $5,000 category, 41 in the $1,000 or greater category. And then we have 22 individuals or groups that fall into the one to up to $1,000 category.
Cash and pledges for the park south of Central Park currently totals almost $1.2 million. The council approved a $207,000 contract to design the park. That money will come from the city's Parkland Dedication Fund. A tenured professor at Texas A&M has been convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury of assaulting his wife 2.5 years ago.
The six-man, six-woman jury deliberated more than 4 hours yesterday before finding 40-year-old Yong Chin guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. It was an alternative to the felony family violence charge that prosecutors sought. Chin was arrested in August 2013 after his wife told College Station police he choked her. During 2 days of trial testimony, the woman said she started the incident and Chin said he was defending himself. The jury also heard about allegations involving the couple in Boston, where she went to a women's shelter, and in Atlanta, where she left to stay with family in Houston. The jury was told those incidents resulted in no convictions. Sentencing is scheduled today. The jury was told after yesterday's verdict, the lawyers are working on a deal. If that doesn't happen, the jury will consider punishment. According to online court records, Chin wants to be placed on probation or some other sort of community supervision. He could receive a maximum 1 year in the county jail and a fine of up to $4,000. If the jury had found him guilty of the felony, Chin faced up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Chin remains out on bond that was posted shortly after his arrest with no conditions to stay away from his wife. Dr. Chin, who's taught at the Mays Business School since 2012, became tenured in 2014. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Not a good time for this to happen. College Station police working a major accident at the intersection of Texas Avenue and University Drive. Currently, all of northbound Texas Avenue is shut down, and eastbound University Drive has been reduced to one lane. So if you're coming from College Station headed toward the Bryan area, you will have to find an alternate route headed into Bryan on Texas Avenue. And if you're headed east toward the bypass on University, expect massive delays there. It's been reduced to one lane. Again, you're advised to avoid that area if at all possible. An older Bryan man taken to the emergency room Wednesday night for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries after trying to disarm a robbery suspect. 64-year-old victim told Bryan police after he pulled into his driveway and got out, he was held up by someone with a knife. The suspect, who was described as a skinny black male, had his face covered, left without taking anything. Sheriff's deputies of Brazos County at the scene of a disorderly conduct call Wednesday afternoon were led to the discovery of almost $6,000 worth of illegal drugs outside a home south of the airport on Robin Lane, which is near Rock Prairie and Dowling. 24-year-old Luis Reyna of College Station was arrested for possession of marijuana and methamphetamine. Deputies also seized $1,400 and a car along with the drugs. Bryan City Council at its last meeting deferred action on whether to spend $1.3 million with an outside consultant to design an expansion of the regional athletic complex. Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens on WTAW's The Infomaniac says they were given an excellent preliminary layout for more fields at BRAC, but he says he needs more information.
It seemed like we had to spend $500,000 in phase one to find out how much we were going to spend to build it. Even the consultant indicated that it probably wasn't the best location.
Owens also wants to know where the money will come from to pay for the unbudgeted expense and the cost to build tournament-quality ball fields in neighboring communities. Last year, more than 110,000 911 calls were received in Brazos County. Nearly 90% came from a wireless device. Executive Director Patrick Corley says several companies will be offering smartphone users an app, but he recommends calling 911 directly instead of using an app that adds time before reaching an emergency dispatcher.
Once you launch this application, you have to press the emergency button. And when you do that, this particular app that we're talking about has a five-second countdown to give you the opportunity to cancel your call in case you accidentally dialed it. And so we're adding seconds here along the way, and we really don't feel that's a better way of accessing 911.
As for the app's promotion location or promoting location accuracy, Corley says the network of 911 centers in Brazos County already has that covered when the caller does not or cannot provide that information. Again, major accident at the intersection of Texas Avenue and University Drive and College Station. Both northbound lanes of Texas shut down right now. Eastbound traffic on University Drive down to one lane. Avoid that intersection if you can. WTAW News Time, 637, 59 degrees right now. This look at news will be followed by your full Brazos Valley weather forecast. And for Patrick Zeinert, I'm Chase Murphy. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This year, the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley will host its 12th annual tribute luncheon Monday, April 25th at 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton College Station. The luncheon will honor Reba Ragsdale, Candy Rust, and Royce Hickman, longtime supporters of our community. If you'd like to attend this annual fundraiser for the Community Foundation, please call 979-589-4305. Individual luncheon tickets are $50. Come celebrate with the Community Foundation and help raise funds for the foundation to be used for the betterment of our community. Tuesday, April 25th at the Hilton College Station.
If your house is anything like mine, it is a beehive of activity. With a 10-year-old running around plugging everything in, and my own personal stuff, laptop computer, tablet, phone, it's eating up a lot of bandwidth. But with Suddenlink, you can fix that problem in a hurry. According to the FCC, you have to deliver 25 meg to be considered broadband internet. Now, the thing is, most companies' fastest internet speeds are less than 25 meg. Suddenlink's base speeds are double the FCC definition of broadband, with speeds up to 1 gig. And it only gets better. Suddenlink lets you choose the speed and the data plan you need. Don't settle for less. Get the speed and the size together with Suddenlink. Make the switch during the Switch and Shout event. If you switch, you get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. And once you've made the switch, buy two, get the third for $69 a month. That's three Suddenlink services for just $69 a month when you make the switch to Suddenlink. Don't wait. Call right now. 1-877-694-9474. 1-877-694-9474 today. Or you can visit online to suddenlink.com.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see me yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Low clouds, patchy fog in spots this morning, but overall the day turns partly sunny. Highs will reach 80 to 85 during the afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy tonight near 55. Partial sunshine and breezy tomorrow. Highs are going to be anywhere from 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 45 to 50. Saturday's partly sunny, temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And the Dallas Stars won. The Houston Rockets lost. We'll talk about that. They're going to start running at the Texas Relays today in Austin. And we got some Aggie football to talk about and baseball. All that coming up in sports.
All right, as far as the radar is concerned, there's a little light shower activity in Brazos County. But really the heavy stuff is up around Calvert and Franklin, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and,
the dome will prevail.
It will. But yes, there's a big old patch of rain that is basically from Corsicana down past Kerrville.
Is that the meteorological term?
Big old?
Big old patch.
Big old patch.
I learned it from Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was at the other station.
That's right.
So that's, I got one on him, too.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I learned it when I worked with Bob at KLVI in Beaumont.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
Before he ever made it back here.
Yeah, I don't think Beaumont wasn't even called that.
Yeah.
Then, was it?
What do we have on him? What do you got on him?
I'm editing it down right now.
Okay.
Oh, you
right.
do?
That's fine. Well, in the meantime, you know, we haven't talked politics in the longest.
About 3.5 years.
Yeah, so.
Right,
so,
right. Anything what, changed?
So what's your thought, Tom? Yeah.
On politics?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All the stuff that's going on.
That's why I love March Madness.
Yeah.
Really, because, you know, you can just sort of lose yourself in basketball and not have to hear all those names and everything like that.
Well, speaking of names.
Well, what are my thoughts? I don't, you know. Yeah. We're we're all going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Speaking of names, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, his name is like Rince Priebus, okay?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, he's kind of a weasel.
So,
well, I know, that wasn't
his mother
nice.
Didn't
that wasn't nice.
Nice. Well, anyway, yeah. He met with Donald Trump yesterday.
Oh.
He did, and so this is what Rince had to say about that.
We had a good meeting, and we talked about a little bit of the process, a little bit about convention, a little bit about, we did talk about unity and working together and making sure that when we go to Cleveland, and we come out of Cleveland, that we're working in the same direction. And part of that is just talking more and making sure that we've got open channels of communication.
Well, I'm sure it went well. Yeah.
What spew of bile was that?
Yeah.
He went out the back door, apparently. He snuck out that way. But, I mean, did he say to him, Rich, what the hell were your parents thinking, naming you this? I mean, where did that come from?
He's almost as bad as that Ralph Fiennes actor that doesn't pronounce his name
doesn't
right
know
either.
How to pronounce his name
I've
at
got
all.
It down to 30 seconds on Bob French.
All right, let's go.
This was about, who was the old weatherman on the Today Show?
Al Roker?
No, the one before him.
Willard Scott.
Yeah. Willard, I knew it started with a W.
He's been a guest of ours.
Well, then we talk about that, but, you know. Clearly, we get sidetracked, which makes for some of the best humor. Let's rewind to March 7th, 2006.
Yeah. People are either, you know, good-looking, or they just been around forever and you can't get rid of them, right?
It doesn't matter what they look like.
I'm backing away from that. Because, I mean, Bob French is being
a long said, time. No, wait. You said, I wasn't even thinking about that. Bob needs to be around, correct?
Okay, right.
I wasn't even thinking about that. See, you thought about that. I wasn't even thinking about that.
There you go.
So it's my fault for thinking of something that you said. Okay.
30 seconds on Bob French.
Hey, we spent 19 years together doing that, Scott.
Yeah, you're right.
Me backing myself into a corner.
Yeah, it goes on to talk about you crawfishing. So.
Yep.
As a matter of fact.
So the president yesterday met with the Chinese president.
Did he dance with him, too?
Really?
No, he did. They had a candid talk.
Sure they did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they could both be cussing at each other, and they wouldn't understand it.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter.
Exactly.
Hello?
Yeah, is this a flashback day with all these extra people
on
there?
It is.
We're just messing with your mind.
Yeah,
it
is. We're just doing that to make sure you're...
It is. It's like the Bobby Ewing shower scene in Dallas.
See, you said that the day I came back after I lost another job.
Well, you can repeat old stuff.
Well, if you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of?
Hey, right. Our listeners forget easily.
Every passing day, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, let's see what... there's really nothing. Hillary apparently got angry. The other day,
she put on her ugly face look.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
which one?
Yeah,
she's got a lot to choose from. You know, we had some Hillary here for you.
I bet you have had fun with that, haven't you?
Is she at the hollering contest in North Carolina?
I did. I put together 8 seconds. It sounds like an hour, but that was back when she told a joke about how. There's the old guy who had a dog that would bark every time it heard a lie or something, and they ought to have it, whenever a Republican candidate was speaking. And so she barked, and that's like three of them put together. But my thought was, the next stop that she makes, they get disappointed if she doesn't bark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because that was her deal then. That's enough.
So now you can bark. I mean, who was the candidate many years ago that had to drop out because he did something
Howard
silly?
Dean.
Yeah, Howard Dean.
Oh, yeah, the stage thing.
Yeah.
Well,
if
you're familiar with Nate Silver in 538, if you know who he is, Nate Silver used to work for the Baseball Prospectus and was a regular guest on the Louis Belina show. And
well, he overcame that.
He did. Well, but then
we all have at some point.
He decided there was more money in politics, and he's the one who picked 49 out of 50 states with Obama winning last time against Mitt Romney. So he is the guru when it comes to political numbers. And so 538 is owned by ESPN, but it's about politics. And he put together a 15-minute video about The Scream, and that's what it was called, was The Scream. And
of course it was.
Yeah, and what in fact happened was, and it's not that funny picture of that guy with his hands next to his face, but anyway, what happened was they were in some ballroom, some theater someplace, where he gave that speech where he named all the states and went, at the end of it. Well, he said, if you were in the hall itself, then you could hear the crowd, and the crowd was really ginned up, and he was responding to that. The problem was the feed was just his microphone.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't get any gnat sound.
You never heard the natural sound. You never heard that those people were really excited. So it became this maniacal scream. And it really wasn't that way for people who were there.
Well,
they don't remember it that way.
But we've known this for years. It's the world that we live in. It's how you look in a vacuum almost.
Absolutely.
Right. Because just ask Mike Dukakis. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you hop in that tank and put that cute little helmet on?
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. There's a major accident at University and Texas. The northbound lanes of Texas Avenue are closed. So if you are headed to Bryan from College Station or below, you need to avoid that area also. They're down to one lane on University Drive eastbound, so be aware of that. So if you can go around that area this morning, be a good idea.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 2nd, learn about the Junior Master Gardener Program. Teach your child a love for the outdoors and the satisfaction of growing their own food this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time late spring rolls around, you should be able to determine just how well your lawn is doing. That should be about now. Truth is, our warm season lawn grasses, Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, grow at their fastest rates from late spring through early fall. Assessing the progress of your turf grass, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. The time has arrived. The second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed, but it's for a limited time. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. And it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. So call 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E. ERRY.com. Things are moving into fast forward now with our lawns. Late spring is the best time to plant new lawns. It's warm enough that the grass grows well. It's cool enough that it won't dry out instantly when it's put in place. Summer plantings require much more careful attention to watering for the first couple of weeks that the grass is in place. This is an ideal time to start new turf grass. If you have lots of large shade trees, you may be deciding that the lawn is losing ground. If the bare areas are getting larger and larger, you may need to take corrective steps to solve the problem. Perhaps this would be the year to remove unnecessary limbs, or maybe to remove entire trees that are no longer contributing to the beauty of the garden. You have to have 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine to hold its own, six or more for Bermuda, and a couple more than that if you want them to grow aggressively. If you don't have that much sun, your grass will eventually thin and die out. Either remove those branches and get more sun to the grass. Don't top the trees. Don't cut them back. Even thinning them out doesn't really do much good because they grow right back again. You need to consider, if you're having major problems with the shade, you need to consider a shade-tolerant ground cover. Back to the lawn. If you have existing weeds in your lawn, there are things you can do right now. Spring finds visitors such as henbit, dandelions, and chickweed early in the spring, followed now by various clovers, spurge, and dichondra and dollar weed. All of these can be controlled very easily with any of the broadleafed weed killers. Read and follow label directions carefully to ensure the best possible results. Remember the mowing secrets of successful lawn management. Mow frequently and keep your blade sharp. As the grass growth speeds up, you want to mow on 4 or 5 day intervals. I know that seems very frequent. It assumes you're leaving the mulch clippings in place on the lawn. Watch the ends of the blades for signs of fraying and browning. Aim to sharpen your blade after every 30 to 40 hours of mowing, more often if you're mowing high weeds or if you fit stones as you've mowed. Be sure you take equal amounts off each side of the blade to keep it all balanced. And finally, you want to watch for signs of problems as the weather turns warmer. If St. Augustine turns brown in patches, if the blades and runners pull loose easily from the soil, if it's just lethargic, that might be take-all root rot. And a 1-inch layer of Canadian sphagnum peat moss is the best control, believe it or not. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
And good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville in here for Kevin O'Connor just for today. It's sports time, and the sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. They're helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Well, they're going to call it Friday Night Lights tonight at Kyle Field. It is football. It's a scrimmage. The teams have been working through spring drills for a night just like tonight. Coach Kevin Sumlin wants to see how the guys react under the lights and in front of a crowd.
It'll be interesting to see you know, how these guys do. I'm looking forward to Friday night because of two things. Number one, you know, the crowd. I think we're going to have a pretty good turnout. You know, students are excited about some of the things that are happening.
Pizza.
And pizza's always good for students. And it's Friday night, you know, and the time is right at 8 o'clock. And I'm anxious to see, you know, with some of these guys who haven't been in those roles, do in front of a crowd at night. It's a little different environment than being in here.
It starts at 8 o'clock tonight, and you're invited. It's at Kyle Field. Well, baseball tonight in Gainesville, Florida, it's going to be a good one. Number one versus number two, A&M taking on Florida. They meet in a battle of top-ranked teams. The Aggies are number one ranked in the USA Today poll. That's the coaches' poll, as well as the Baseball America, the D1Baseball.com, and the writers' poll. Florida still on top of the collegiate baseball ranking. Now, Florida was ranked number one in all of the polls for the first 5 weeks, but then they dropped two out of three at Kentucky last weekend. This series will allow the opportunity for one of these teams to reunify all of that. The pitchers tonight for the Aggies, Tyler Ivey, the freshman right-hander, going against Logan Shore, the junior right-hander for Florida. You'll be able to hear tonight's game. First pitch at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7. Tomorrow's game starts at 6:30. Now, that'll just be on the Zone 102.7 FM while we have Final Four action on 1150. And then Sunday's wrap-up game will start at 1 o'clock. Number 11-ranked A&M softball team is at home this weekend. They'll host Arkansas for a three-game series at the Aggie Softball Complex starting tonight. The Aggies start the weekend with a 27-6 record, but they're 2-4 in the SEC. They're looking to snap a three-game losing skid. It'll be at 6:30. You'll be able to hear that game on Navasota News, 1550 AM. 25th-ranked A&M women's tennis team pulled off its highest-ranked win of the season with a 6-1 victory over 8th-ranked South Carolina yesterday. Congratulations to them. Number 22 A&M women's golf team is headed to the Clemson Invitational today, looking to pick up their second straight tournament victory. Texas A&M's Daniel Martin completed the Texas Relays Decathlon in a big way, winning the final event by 23 seconds in the 1,500 meters. As he placed third overall with a career best score of 7,154 points. Now the second-ranked Aggie men and the fifth-ranked Aggie women will start the running events at the relays in Austin today. Bulls beat the Rockets by 3 last night. Michael Young has this report.
The 103-100 Rockets loss to Chicago was a bad one, and head coach J.B. Bickerstaff couldn't hide his disappointment.
It was disappointing. This point in the season with this much on the line. It was disappointing that we built that lead and we played well. Third quarter, we held them to a 19-point third quarter. Fourth quarter, obviously there's the free throws and those types of things, but it's a 32-point quarter. You got to score about 12 points. You know, mixing some tough threes we had to make down the stretch, so. It's disappointing. It's frustrating.
The loss drops Houston to a half game behind Dallas and Utah for the last two seeds in the West. James Harden was asked if it's a case of not enough offense later on.
That could be it, just shots weren't falling. We stopped with the same screen, we stopped moving. So those things right there are just tough to score any offense.
The Rockets next play Sunday against Oklahoma City. Mike Young, TSN Sports.
Ryan Braun homered. Jonathan LaCroix had three hits to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a 6-1 exhibition win over the Astros last night. And on the ice, it was the Dallas Stars beating the Arizona Coyotes 4-1 to move 2 points ahead in the Western Conference race. The loss eliminated the Coyotes from playoff contention. Ben is the Stars' first 40-goal scorer since Mike Modano in 93-94. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville in for Kevin O'Connor. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost of roof replacement. Selfless giving and local community service shown by Gary and Francis help make Bryan College Station a great place to live. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Gary and Francis Spivey for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. See, I never know when that guy's going to end that commercial. But.